So I'm sitting in the little snug area, I guess you would call it, in Barbar in Hockley. We're going through some pre-checks of the fashion show night. Therefore, we have various little components out, including bits of the stage and various shops and their models. I'm sitting with a man I only know as Mark. Now, Mark, I believe, is the compere for the evening.
That's right.
And CJ knows you and has met you recently.
Yes.
I'm intrigued, Mark. She obviously has you in high regard. Tell people what you do.
We met at an event a couple of weeks ago in London, and I was actually the standby compere. In case the main one didn't turn up, he was somewhere else in the world, and we weren't sure if he was going to be there or not, so I was the stand-in. Mm-hmm. But we worked it together, so the main compere did some stuff, and I did some stuff from backstage, so I did do a little bit. So that's how Karen knows me. And obviously, in between times, we got chatting about what I do full-time, and how I got to the comparing, and what else I do, kind of thing. So that's how we just chatty, really. That was it. We went from there.
So is the comparing your main passion, or do you have other things?
No, I used to work in radio. I worked in local radio for many years. In the last 3 years, I've run my own production company, doing voiceovers, making commercials, doing the soundtracks to DVDs, and that kind of thing, podcasts. So it's like an audio-related thing. But when I worked in radio, I was a presenter. When I presented, we used to do the road shows and events, and obviously if the local event came up, they get something for the radio station to compare it. Quite often, that would be me. We always take it in turns, doing this kind of thing. So it's kind of like, I've been doing it for many years. Not as a main job, but if people ask me to do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's actually nice to keep my hand in as well.
Okay, cool. So out of all of those particular styles, which are the ones that you really sort of get fired up about? Is it the comparing or...?
All of it, really. I love doing the live presentation. I do a few. I do all sorts of stuff. I do wedding discos as well now and again for a friend of mine. Mm. Yes, the live presentation is great. It's a great buzz on stage. But I also like doing the voiceovers, because even though that's more intimate, you're on your own in the studio, you have to take direction. And obviously, if you get it right and the clients are very happy with it, then that's quite a nice feeling as well. So there's different strengths to each thing.
Yeah.
And I like having the variety. But I do love doing the comparing. It's great to be on stage. It's quite nerve-wracking, obviously, when you start. You think, is it going to go okay? Are we going to dry up? Is the mic going to pack up? All that kind of thing. But once you get going, it's great. And when it's finished, if it's gone well, it's a nice buzz, you know.
Which is your best experience? So give me, pluck one out of the air, one of your best moments where you were just like, had a clarity moment and thought, you know, I have the best job.
I think it was a few years ago, I was working for the radio station Ram FM, which is in Derby. And I was hosting the fireworks display at Marquee Park. It's Derby's biggest fireworks display. And it was dark, and we were on stage doing the countdowns and doing all the games and the run-up to it, and it was great fun. I didn't realise how many people were there until the fireworks went off, and they lit up the crowd, and it's just a sea of heads.
Wow.
It's just a massive... I don't know how many thousand people were there, but it was just absolutely packed, this field. And that's when we think, wow, this is... You know, they're all watching me. This is great.
Very cool.
So I've done a few like that, but that's the one that stands out, because I didn't realise until about three quarters of an hour into the presentation that how many people were there until they were all lit up by these fireworks.
Very
it's
cool.
Quite bizarre.
So in terms of media, I mean, you've been on radio, you've been comparing, been travelling around. Is there anything that you've not touched on that you think, oh, I'd love to get into that?
No, I'm sort of quite... I think I've done most things, really, and I've done a bit of TV, I've done some extra work on TV, I've done some voiceovers for TV as well. So I've done all sorts. So yeah, but if people ask me to do it, I still enjoy doing it.
Yeah,
I still get the buzz from it.
And where do people find you?
Well, my company's called Word of Mouth Creative. Do you want me to publish?
Yes, please. Yeah, yeah.
It's called Word of Mouth Creative Limited. We're based in Derby at Frygate Studios, which is a creative hub.
I know where that is. Yeah,
yeah, lots of other businesses.
Yeah, I know
there.
Where that is.
So we're the audio and radio production side. There's architects there. There's web designers, all sorts of people there. So that's where we're based. So if anybody needs any voiceovers or comparing, then our website address is wordofmouthcreative.com. Or give me a call. Our number's on the website. So rather than wrap it off now, I'll, you know, just look at the website.
Fabulous.
And the details are on there.
Mark, thank you very much. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you work.
It should be great fun. Fingers crossed.